This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this will be the last time you actually hear from me live to open the show. Although all next week I will be calling you in the third hour from Las Vegas to let you know what's going on at SHOT Show. But next week it'll be Rob Morse and his merry band of people that will be coming in here to keep you appraised of what's going on in the world of why isn't that posting? Anyway, to let you know what's going on in the world today, as far as, you know, what we got going on. Now, I was asked a question in the chat room. It was an interesting question, to say the least. let me read this question verbatim to you. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody here, although I've never been asked this question before. Requesting an explanation, sponsor after sponsor have been promoted with great enthusiasm. The best quality, highest this and that, but when the relationship ends, oh no, radio silence. I just wonder how fast Boyd's gun stock will be radio silence when they part ways. I don't know why. I mean, Boyd's is new. I mean, I've been running their ad for quite some time, but Boyd's actually went live January the 1st. But I've never been asked that question before. Why don't... I'm laughing because, to me, that's sort of self-explanatory. But it's neither here nor there. But let me explain the way I practice it here on Lock and Load. And I primarily do it because of the way GCN does it. Because, those kind of things, GCN is a much bigger entity than I am. They go through much more advertisers, more many than I do. That's the thing I go by. To put the radio show on, to actually make things work, to get where I'm at today. To begin with, the show started out as a podcast, and I worked really, really hard to try to get somewhere. And then it got picked up by a syndicator. Well, syndicator signed me to a contract, but unknown to me, the syndicator, whose family owned the radio network, was busy looting the radio network. So, of all things to consider, they weren't trying to actually sell the show. So when I got word that they weren't trying to sell the show, I actually got evidence that they were not trying to sell the show, and then I severed the contract with them. So then I went to the next radio network. The next radio network would tell me, oh, Bill, you're the greatest thing we've ever had. You've got this many affiliates, la, la, la. And I'd be like, that's great. Where are they? I need to know so I can sell advertising. And they would not tell me. And that went on for a year. Now, before I went there, I went and I had called Genesis asking to get on Genesis. And in the amount of time that I was, while I was with this network, they wouldn't tell me anything. And I did guest hosting and everything else for the owner of the network and everything else. I did everything I could to ingratiate myself to that network. And they just wouldn't tell me. And they would keep telling me over and over. And finally I said, that's it, I'm out. And then Genesis said yes. And when I got to Genesis, I was actually at my first really, truly viable radio network. And they actually have something called an affiliate relations department. Having affiliates when you're a radio show. Being a syndicated radio show with no affiliates is, I don't know, sort of an oxymoron. So, here I am, I have put everything I've got into this enterprise, and the way I get paid is by sponsors. Genesis doesn't pay me. Nobody pays me except my sponsors. So, with the sponsor, now, and there's a couple of things I do for certain sponsors now. Let's be sure, and I'll be happy to clear that up too. With sponsors, there's typically a contract, which is a business arrangement. When that business arrangement is done, and if they're no longer paying me, if they have not renewed that business arrangement, they're done, I'm done, we part as friends. I have several of them that that has happened with, and we go on our merry way. Now, because there's radio shows out there, and there's podcasts out there, and there's archives out there, I never go back after that sponsor has gone away and pull their stuff that they did with me. If I did a YouTube review, I never pull that video I did on YouTube. I leave it up there. With the exception of two sponsors, there's never been a sponsor that I've had that I would not recommend their product, with the exception of two. And if you listen to me long enough, you know who those two are. And I'm not going to go into that right now. But this is business. This is business. It's a plain, simple thing, really. There's not a whole lot to what I do. And one of the reasons I'm going out to SHOT Show is to get more business. Because I've got more advertising slots than I have advertisers. And if I have advertising slots and I have people paying me to do things, then I can do other things to make the show stronger. Now, in answer to anybody's question, and I'll say this to anybody out there, if any sponsor of mine quits paying me at a certain point, their ad quits playing. That's the way it works. If I could find another way to do this, I would, but I'm having trouble with this because, My sponsors are an integrated part of the show. This is unlike any other radio show out there where my sponsors are actually part of the topic that I speak about for the most part. I don't have any car washes. I don't have any precious metals. I don't have any apparel or anything for football. I don't have any of that stuff. Everything it has to do with the gun industry. And but when that happens, though, when that unfortunate day happens, and it does happen, and I mean, I lost three recently. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but I lost three. Ammunition Depot, G-Code, Second Call Defense. They didn't want to pay no more. In the case of G-Code, I never really figured that part of it out. I think there's a little something else going on there. The other two, of course, and we did some crazy stuff to try to keep them, both of them. And at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough for them, or so they said. And the deals that are, some of the things I'm getting ready to announce to you eclipse that's what I lost. This is going to eclipse it by so much. And that's just because, the show is bigger today than it was yesterday, and it'll be bigger tomorrow than it is today. And with each little spurt of growth, it becomes worth more and more. And it has been discovered now within the gun industry among certain players that there is something out there to be had. So Boyd's Gun Stock, the people at Boyd's Gun Stock, I love them. I love the guy that put the deal together, a guy named Richard Hofferth. I love him. And I'm going to do everything I can to make them happy. And I'm very likely I will keep them because I'm going to do so much to make them happy. But if I do, if I do that much and then I don't make them happy and they quit paying, yes, you won't hear about them here. And if there's somebody out there that's running advertising for people that don't pay, well, I don't know exactly what you would call that business model. I know there's certain shows out there that are like nonprofits and they can't take advertising. I get that part of it. It's sort of a promotional thing, but that was, there's your explanation for you. Yes, sponsor after sponsor have been promoted, and it will continue. Because I'm lucky, I have some of the best ones out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, by the way, since I've got guests coming up for the next two little bits, let's do this now so I don't have to hold them up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Your guns, and hey, guess what? The part came today and the gun is together. Oh, goodness. Now it is together. So, you know, you'll be seeing about that after SHOT Show, unfortunately, because I have run out of time. I actually had to go track the piece down because they were, shall we say, not helpful. Anyway, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A poll has come out, and it turns out that black Americans in the United States today are capitalists. And they're beginning to support Donald Trump. They are happy that his political gains the tax reform is pushing employers to hire Americans now instead of lower wage migrants. And this growing support from black America, despite furious Democratic claims of racism, that could become a shocking validation politically in November when Trump will face millions of upper-income Democratic voters who are angry at his Buy American, Hire American policies. Among black men, his 2017 average approval rating significantly exceeds his 2016 vote share. And this was coming from The Atlantic by author Ronald Brownstein. 23% of black men approved of Trump's performance versus 11% of black women. That's nearly a quarter of them. This is a tremendous, tremendous gain. Score averages out to 17%, or twice the 8% score he was given in the 2016 exit polls. In November 2016, he got 13% support among black men, 4% support among black women. And that very low support was critical to his victory in the Democrats' now-demolished blue wall states. Just that little bit of a shift helped him. And the poll, now this is interesting. The poll is a cumulative analysis of 605,172 interviews that SurveyMonkey conducted with Americans in 2017, according to The Atlantic. What will this mean in 2018? Probably not a lot in black majority districts that the GOP will not even fight for, but it may tip a close Senate election in Missouri, Indiana, or Ohio. Now, looking forward to 2020, those numbers may not hold, but it is enough to drive an identity politics specialist like Dick Durbin to place the race card. And that's always fun when he does that. Identity politics, you gotta love it. I do. I love it so. Now, Forbes financial writer William Baldwin has asked which sinkhole states are going to have the biggest headaches from the GOP tax bill. And he writes, these are places where the population is dependent on the state for employment, welfare, and or pension is larger than the population feeding it. That excess of takers over makers is recipe enough for trouble when the next recession hits. But now some of the news of the sinkholes have a new worry. The Trump tax law enacted in December just about killed the federal deduction that prosperous people take for state income taxes. In states with stiff taxes, the cost of living has suddenly gone up. Now, Baldwin, a former staff editor for Forbes magazine, has compiled a list of sinkhole states having a feed-me ratio over 100 and a net out-migration of taxpayer income. He said, the ratio is the population of takers for every 100 makers. So his next score computes a SOCOM score to see which sinkhole states depend most heavily on high-income taxpayers to pay the bills. That is the percentage of state tax revenues coming from people with incomes over $500,000. Those tax revenues are vulnerable under the new federal tax law, says Baldwin. Not every high earner can relocate, but a lot can. Baldwin's formula finds that four high tax blue states, California, Connecticut, Illinois, and New York, are sinkhole states at the greatest financial risk under the new tax law. California, the feed me ratio is 135. The SOCOM score is 25.5. Connecticut, the feed me ratio is 103. The SOCOM score is 26.3. Illinois, the feed me ratio is 116. The SOCOM score is 10.4. And beating all, well, not California on the, anyway, the overall, it looks like to me the overall points winner would be New York. Feed me ratio 118, SOCOM score 30.1. It also shows that New Jersey has a 22.7 SOCOM score, just missing the feed me ratio cutoff for sinkhole state status. But they have a newly elected, proudly progressive governor, so look for New Jersey to make up for lost time on the sinkhole state list. For red states, Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia qualify as sinkhole states under the Baldwin formula, but with relatively few wealthy taxpayers, those states have very low SOCOM scores. He also highlights the staggering levels of unfunded pension liabilities in the sinkhole states and using more conservative interest rates than the wishful rates used by state actuaries. Why is this important? Why do I keep hammering this? I'll tell you why. These are the states that want, you know, they want to run the nation. They're why the Commerce Clause exists. They're why the Electoral College exists. And, you know, for a lot of these states, they've been able to, soak their rich. They've been able to absolutely hammer them on taxes. And the wealthy have been able to make that up by deducting it, whereas somebody in Texas doesn't get to deduct that because they're not paying it in the first place. So now, with that deduction gone, these places that have these high taxes are no longer actually going to be able to, you know, now they've got to answer to their people. They've got to answer to their citizens of their states. And that's the problem. This is why Cuomo calls it economic civil war. Because now they look bad. They don't look good at all. They look so bad. It's so bad. They just look bad. Everybody's bad. Nobody likes it. Nobody, it's bad. These are also the states where if something bad happens, these are the states that would become death traps. It would be horrible to be in Los Angeles or New York City or Chicago if we had an EMP, civil war, the zombie apocalypse, any of that stuff. That would be horrible. They're nice to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. And I'm not really sure how nice they are to visit, but it's, you know. Anyway, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, this is a way to rejuvenate an old rifle that you've used for years for hunting. You haven't wanted to replace it. But let's face it, it doesn't feel like it used to, and, you know, it's always nice to get out there and refit something, to make something that you've had forever, make it brand new again. So, that's why. Boyd's Gun Stocks. That's why. Here's the thing that happens often enough that it's become a meme, a trope, or a truism, if you will. If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. If you walk into any gun store and listen to the conversation around the handgun counter, or if you go to your favorite online forum, there, within a surprisingly short amount of time, you will hear someone suggest something that gets belittled by the regulars. More importantly, it will be belittled in a rather specific way. Like, you want to do, and just pick anything, don't you know that that, whatever that anything is, will get you killed on the streets? It's to the point where being killed on the streets has become something of an inside joke. When you try to catalog these methods of self-induced demise, partly to debunk them and partly in the hopes that you could maybe publish one of those phone book-sized compendiums someday and profit handsomely. But I'll just go ahead and share some of those with you all today, though, for free. For example, carrying a revolver, for starters, will get you killed on the street. That seems odd because in pre-1980s America, revolvers were the prominent, predominant sidearm of law enforcement and private citizen alike. You'd think that the laws in those pictures or the streets in those pictures would be hip-deep in revolver carriers who'd be killed in them. And yet they didn't. And they aren't. I mean, there's a reason that the police have generally moved from revolvers. And yes, I do think a very good quality semi-automatic pistol is capable of solving more defensive problems than a revolver. But that doesn't magically render a revolver ineffective. There are reasons that some prefer wheel guns, like simplicity and the fact that they depend on the trigger finger rather than the ammunition in order to function. For some time, those factors outweigh the drawbacks, and some revolver enthusiasts shoot their guns remarkably well. Similar to revolvers in their ability to apparently cause you to die upon the public thoroughfares are reloads, or rather the lack thereof. Now, I'll say that up front, if you're carrying a semi-automatic pistol, then carrying a spare magazine is definitely a best practice and a capital B and P. I carry two. No matter what gun it is, if I'm carrying the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield that I've modified and just built up, I still carry only two magazines. If I carry the MAC CP9s, I carry two spare magazines. If I carry the SIG P320, I carry two magazines. So it doesn't matter. I carry two. Now, if you find the need to get into a 35-round exchange with ninjas in the middle of the Quickie Mart parking lot, then you may have a problem if you don't carry a spare reload. But here's the thing about semi-automatic pistols. The part most likely to go wrong with your pistol is the magazine. The number of ways it can go wrong are legion and range from double feed malfunctions to simply falling out of the gun. The quickest and surest way to fix that malfunction is to insert a fresh magazine and drive on. But, modern pistols are exceedingly reliable, and the belt and pocket space of the average American who can't dress like a tactical hobo is finite. There are plenty of other things that you will use more often than a spare magazine, and if it comes down to choosing between a good flashlight or a tourniquet neatly folded into like a filster, for example. Hey, there's somebody that used to be a sponsor that I just gave a little credit to that doesn't pay me anymore. A filster flat pack TQ carrier and a spare magazine. You can carry that all into one. Take the flashlight or the tourniquet. And if you're carrying two spare magazines and zero tourniquets, you're probably wrong. I carry a trauma kit. So, not carrying a spare magazine will probably not get you killed in the streets. What about mechanical safeties on pistols? supposedly, those will get you killed in the streets, too. And that's because I will lack the fine motor skills to make them function under stress. Thing is, not all safeties and not all end users are created equal. There are safeties which disengage nearly automatically with a final firing grip. There are shooters who practice using these religiously in daily and nearly daily dry fire sessions. Then there are the miserable little tabs that you practically need to manipulate with a thumbnail. So if you're going to carry a pistol with a mechanical safety, make sure it's one that you can deactivate smoothly and automatically as part of the draw stroke, like the frame-mounted safety on a 1911, for example. You don't want some little fiddly thing that takes two hands and a jeweler's screwdriver to manipulate. That should minimize the whole killed in the streets factor. Another surefire way to get killed on the streets is carrying a caliber that the Spencer Wisdom feels is inadequate, which is usually anyone wimpier than the one they're carrying. They've got a 44 mag. If you have a 45 ACP, guess what? You're killed in the streets. 40 caliber versus 9 millimeter, you're killed in the streets. You hear some people talk, carrying a certain caliber of handgun bestows bullet resistance to projectiles from lesser calibers. So, you know, I'm carrying my 44 Special. You got a 380 ACP. The problem is, even though yours is bigger, dude, that doesn't mean the bad guy's bullets are going to bounce off you like a spring shower, you know, from a, you know, on a freshly rain-exed windshield. And then again, just because you have a 9mm or 327 Federal Magnum instead of some big bore Wonder Magnum, it doesn't mean that yours is going to bounce off of him. Shot placement counts, and it works, and there's no magic chambering that will cause or prevent your getting killed in the streets. And the list goes on and on. I've already been told that with this M&P that has the Crimson Trace laser that they will see me. I'm not going to be in a gunfight with them unless they've started it anyway, so chances are they already see me, right? But the laser will get me killed in the street. Do you have a retention device on your holster? You're dead. You're going to get killed in the street. Do you, do you only have one reload? You're probably dead. You're going to get killed in the street. Are you carrying a single stack versus a double stack? Well, you're dead. You're dead. Caliber don't matter. If you have a single stack, Desert Eagle 50 AE, you're dead anyway, even though you're firing a round big enough to stop a trailer. I could go on and on. But I only have so much time in the segment, so I'm just going to leave it with this. Carry it, whatever gun you carry, train the way you carry it, and train with that gun. If you're carrying a Ruger LCP, don't go to the range with a drop leg 1911 on your thigh to practice your self-defense. Practice the way you would with that Ruger LCP. Although you'll probably change after you practice enough with that Ruger LCP, because I'm sure that's going to be punishing. But don't take my word for it. Do not do that. Now go out there and do it. Find out for yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, this is the whole scout rifle is a different feeling gun now. It's a little heavier. That's okay, because the gun sights, for me, the scout rifle was a little light. And, you know, I'm new to this, so nobody's going to accuse me of being a scout rifle purist. Because with a scout rifle, you want it to make weight. But it is also easier to hold this gun. It's going to be easier to shoulder this gun. It's going to be easier to acquire that optic when I get that that long eye relief optic mounted on the front because of this gun stock. So it has made the scout rifle better. It will make your rifle better. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Here's a problem that is happening right now in the Senate. John Cornyn, he has something called the Fix the NICS Act of 2017, SB 2135. This is a reaction to what happened in Sutherland, Texas, not necessarily to the actual crime itself, but to the fact that Devin Kelly was not, the stuff was not sent from the Air Force to the NICS system to make him a prohibited person. Now, this currently, that fixed the NICS, that remains suspended in the purgatorial hearing limbo that is the Senate Judiciary Committee, but that doesn't mean battle lines are being drawn for the final showdown. It breaks down to this, us versus idiots. At least that's the way Senator John Neely Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, sees things in a January 10th interview with the New Orleans Times' PKUN. I love a newspaper. It's called the PKUN. He said he opposes Cornyn's bipartisan gun bill because you can't legislate double O stupid. He said, I don't think we need more gun control. I think we need more idiot control. And he told told the paper, noting the bill wouldn't be necessary if federal workers do their jobs. We shouldn't be asking government workers to pretty please with sugar on top. Can you do your job? To me, the state employees and the federal employees already have an incentive to comply with the NICS. It's called their job. I don't disagree. This bill will punish federal agencies and workers that fail to upload relevant disqualifying records into the NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, and would grant more money to states that comply. Well, how often are you going to evaluate that one? That is the most interesting part of it. If you're going to provide more money, what happens if they've done it, you know, great for 12 months, and then on month 13 they miss two people? What then? And how do you know who they miss unless they commit a crime? How do you audit that? The Fix NICS Act has 17 Democratic co-sponsors, 17 Republican co-sponsors, and an independent co-sponsor, Senator Angus King of Maine, and is expected to pass the chamber easily when it's put to a vote. Kennedy said it has bipartisan support. It appears I will be the only no vote. But here's a status check of the three background check-related bills stewing about in Congress. H.R. 38, of course, has passed the House and referred to, yes, the Senate Judiciary Committee. But it has been read twice on the Senate floor. H.R. 4434, the Fix NICS Act of 2017, is the House version of SB 2135, introduced by Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat from Texas, and referred to the House Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations. H.R. 4477, the Fix NICS Act of 2017, introduced by Representative John Abney Culbertson, which is like SB 2135 and H.R. 4434, but not exactly the same. It was introduced on December the 5th and was placed on the union calendar, which schedules hearings on bills involving money issues. Here's the thing about that. It's simply true. It is simply true. That would... Just fire some of these people. We don't have. It shouldn't be a crime to make a mistake. Now it's one hell of a mistake. Don't get me wrong, but it shouldn't be a crime to do that. Now, as we head into hour number two, a lot of people on the Democratic side see their party as the working man's choice. Stop laughing at me. They want to soften capitalism's rougher edges and humanize big industry and give the average American a fighting chance, which, you know, that never works. And you may or should disagree with their method, but their intention, if they actually believe that with all of their heart, is good and their beliefs are sincere, and that and $4 will buy you a cup of coffee. But that's not how the party elites feel. Their mantra is open trade and open borders, as Hillary Clinton told Wall Street bankers in a private speech. Do you remember how the Democrats supported Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade deal that would have gutted American industries? And it is the Democrats who oppose President Trump's attempts to stop illegal immigration, which hurts the poor people of America. But the Democrats don't care about that. They care about winning elections. So at this point, the chorus of progressive rhetoric reaches a fever pitch. But we need immigrants to support the welfare states. We need immigrants to pay for Social Security, which is exactly what is happening right now in Europe with all of the Islamists coming in there. Saying it does not make it so. What's happening is immigration is destroying the welfare state in America and throughout the West. This is happening because immigrants receive more in benefits than they pay in taxes. That's not true for every immigrant. Some never collect government handouts, but it is true for the overall immigrant population. Studies from across the Western world have proven this. And we get this from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. It found that although immigration is theoretically revenue neutral in America, not all immigrants are created equal. Half of all immigrants actually receive more in government assistance than they pay in taxes, but thankfully they're balanced out by the other half. But specifically, immigrants who come to America for family reasons or arrived as refugees cost a net present value of $170,000. Net present value is how much money the government would need to invest today at a yield of inflation plus 3% to pay for said immigrant's tax deficit over the course of expected lifetime. $170,000. Now, the government doesn't do this. It spends only as it receives, which is, that's not actually true either. But if you look at net present value, that creates artificially low expectations. According to the Heritage Foundation, each non-economic immigrant more realistically costs a net of $476,000 in welfare payouts. And that does not account for any increases in government programs. So applying this more realistic figure to the original study means that immigrants consume far more in government services than they pay for. In fact, if immigration levels remain unchanged, those arriving over the next decade will cost American taxpayers a net of $1.9 trillion over their lifetimes. And the welfare state is already struggling. Immigration is making a bad problem worse. Denmark found that immigrants are a net drain on the nation's welfare state. In fact, non-EU immigrants and their descendants consume 59% of the tax surplus collected from native Danes. But that's not surprising, since some 84% of all welfare recipients in Denmark are immigrants or their descendants. So the bottom line is immigration is a net burden on Denmark. Canada found that out. England has found that out. So, anyway. Immigration is destroying the welfare state. And here in the United States, of course, we're not even allowed to get the best and the brightest. We have to take in on all comers because that's who we are. Right? That's what we keep getting told. That's what I keep hearing. But once again, it is neither here nor there for me. Hour number two is coming up. That'll be Tatiana Whitlock. We're going to talk about the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.